Hey everyone, Cole Harrison here, and welcome back to Pressure Creates Kings. Today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy habits for better mental well-being. You know that feeling when your mind feels like it's racing a million miles an hour? Or when you wake up feeling drained before even hitting the coffee pot? Yeah, me too. It's rough out there, folks. Between work pressures, social media overload, and life just happening, it's easy to let those mental batteries run low. But here's the thing. We have the power to recharge. We can build habits that act like a mental gym, strengthening our minds and helping us navigate the craziness with more resilience and clarity. Now, I'm not talking about some magical overnight fix. This is about consistency, small wins, and making choices that support your overall well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to become a marathon runner by suddenly deciding to run 26 miles on day one. You start with short runs, build endurance gradually, and celebrate every milestone along the way. Same goes for mental health. So, what are some of these mental gym habits that can make a real difference? First up, mindfulness. Ever tried meditating? It's not just about sitting cross-legged chanting on. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. It can be incredibly calming and help you manage stress. Next up, move your body. I know, sometimes exercise feels like the last thing you want to do when your brain is already feeling fried. But trust me on this one. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can actually boost your mood and reduce anxiety. Plus, getting outside for a walk or hitting the gym could be a great way to clear your head and get some perspective. Now, let's talk about sleep. This is non-negotiable, folks. Think of sleep as your mental recharge station. When you consistently get enough, should I 7 minutes, 9 hours for most adults, your brain has time to process information, consolidate memories, and just plain relax. Skipping out on sleep can lead to irritability, poor decision-making, and even increased risk of mental health issues. Another key habit. Fueling your body with good stuff. We're not talking about crazy diets here, but rather focusing on whole and processed foods that give your brain the nutrients it needs to function optimally. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and healthy fats. These are your mental fuel. And don't forget to stay hydrated. Water is essential for brain health. And finally, let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures, and we need meaningful connections to thrive. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in activities you enjoy, and even just striking up conversations with strangers can help reduce feelings of loneliness and isolation, which are known contributors to mental health struggles. Ever feel like your mind is a tangled mess of thoughts? Like there's a million things vying for your attention at once? You know that feeling when you just want to hit the snooze button on everything and disappear under the covers? I get it. But what if I told you that building even one small, consistent habit could actually make a difference? Imagine this. You're stressed about work. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or scrolling through social media, you take 5 minutes to do a simple breathing exercise. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly, and just focus on your breath. Sound simple? It is. But those few moments can actually help calm your nervous system, reduce anxiety, and give you a fresh perspective. The key here is consistency. Start small, pick one habit that resonates with you, and make it a non-negotiable part of your day. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk in the morning, journaling for 5 minutes before bed, or practicing a short meditation session. Don't worry about perfection, just focus on showing up consistently, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Remember, building mental resilience isn't about becoming some superhuman who never feels stress or anxiety. It's about equipping yourself with the tools and strategies to navigate life's challenges with more grace, clarity, and strength. So, what are you waiting for? Choose one habit from today's episode that speaks to you, commit to it, and watch the difference it makes in your mental well-being. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. And don't forget to share your progress with me on social media. I'd love to hear how these habits are impacting your lives. Until next time, keep pushing yourself, keep learning, and remember, pressure creates kings.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.